Thank you, Marianne. What a fascinating story. And now, back to the news.
Sadly, COVID is still taking its toll on the healthcare provision in Norwich. With the latest on the news that NHS workers could face the sack if they don't get vaccinated, we find out why care for some of the city's most vulnerable people is being cut, and we have news about an innovative approach to making more bed space in the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital by sending their patients to a hotel. First, here's Karen with that news about the NHS workers.
Hundreds of NHS workers in the region could face the sack in the coming weeks if they don't receive at least one COVID jab dose. That's prompting fears over staff shortages. Under legislation passed earlier this year, any NHS worker in a public-facing role will face either redeployment or even losing their jobs if they've not had at least one dose of vaccination by February the 3rd. Across the region's NHS system, a vast majority of workers have now been jabbed, with all of Norfolk and Waveney's health trusts boasting percentages in the mid to high 90s. However, around 1,200 staff members are still yet to be jabbed and could face either being moved into different roles or even being made redundant if the deadline is not extended. And with hundreds of vacancies across the health system already unfulfilled, it's been warned that any further losses will prove devastating.
Care for some of Norfolk's most vulnerable people is having to be rationed due to the pressure on social services triggered by COVID-19 cases. Volunteers, including from Voluntary Norfolk and staff at Norfolk County Council, are stepping in to carry out some welfare checks on some people in need of care. That is because the number of home visits they receive from care workers have been reduced, as staff are needed to help other people or they are isolating due to sickness. There are 220 people in Norfolk's hospitals who have tested positive for COVID. And with 112 outbreaks in the county's 350-plus care homes, County Council's social care bosses are also struggling to find providers with beds and staff to take in people, including those discharged after hospital treatment. But with 870 people on what is known as the interim care list, essentially people whose identified care needs are not being fully met, James Bullion, the County Council's Director of Adult Social Care, said it was a difficult time and was worsening. Pre-COVID, that list would have been around closer to 150. And the high number is despite the council commissioning thousands of extra hours of home care.
A budget hotel is set to be turned into a makeshift hospital as the region's NHS system continues to battle growing demand for its services. Patients are to be transferred to the new site, which is understood to be the Holiday Inn on Ipswich Road in Norwich, to ease pressures on other hospitals. Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group has announced plans for the care hotel as it continues to deal with the critical incident declared earlier this month, in a sign of the extreme pressures the local health system is operating under. Initially caring for 15 patients at a time and on a short-term basis of 3 months, the scheme will see people moved into the hotel and treated by carers from Abbeycare. It's the first time such a measure has been taken in Norfolk and Waveney, and it will provide care for people meeting a very specific criteria. The site won't be used for COVID patients. It's thought that patients will be cared for in one part of the hotel, and the rest of it will remain open to guests. It's expected to open in the coming weeks and is going to be geared at continuing the care of patients at advanced stages of their recoveries who are not yet ready to return home. This will mean that vital hospital beds can be freed up for patients more in need of hospital treatment that may otherwise have been left to wait for a bed.